the wiring. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, because it was, back to life.
we'll have the ops guys look at it.
Yeah. So I start touring like in few months, maybe in March or April. Now we're putting trying to put some dates soon, and if anybody wants to follow up on my social media, I always keep posted and put posters and up-to-date stuff what's happening. And this year was so busy because of my work with the book and with
the dog. Anyone you forget to say hi to?
Excuse me?
Anyone you forget to say hi to?
Oh, yeah. Hello, everyone.
Hello, all Peter Jams fans and friends.
And friends and buddies, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays that we're getting very soon to the... one of the time that I came in, it was around Christmas, and I sang my Christmas love song live with my guitar, if you remember that one. Yeah, that one was maybe like 6 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I remember, because I have a song. It's a Christmas love song. So I did like live version at
Europe. Do you have it recorded?
I have it. Yeah, I have it piano version recorded on YouTube.
We'll have them look it up if they want to.
Oh, yeah. Anybody can...
Look it up on YouTube.
Yeah, it's called Christmas Love, Peter Jam. They can figure out...
Play it Christmas Day.
Yes. Play a few days from the Christmas Day, so you can say your loved one how you miss them and you want them to celebrate together.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, we spent a lot of time together, Peter. It's always a pleasure. Thank you very much. I'm going to... rock on, play some other stuff, but you're welcome to hang around,
thanks.
If you want to, whatever you want, leave at your leisure. I'm here till 4, and this is Let's Rock and Roll, which we heard earlier, the punk version. This is the alternate version. Yeah. You say it's like classic rock, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's been, so this year when I wrote it, when we did the punk version in Beirut, it was my punk rock band. It was like the school band. And then after years, when we started playing lots of shows and I got to meet like different musicians, so I got together, we got together and I did a real rearrangement of the song, because the arrangement is totally different. There's some clean guitar also in this, but and the lead guitars are also a little bit different.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here it goes. Let's rock and roll. All
right. Let's rock and roll.
Let's rock and roll. Let's rock and roll. Lives are getting cut, all our cheats. Our lives are stumbling down. The call, we will let you be, so rock and roll, let's ride.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars too in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get out and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health.
Right on, Peter. Good job.
Heat from the sewer grate to warm my bed. The snow ain't cold anymore. Feet are so wet from the holes in my shoes. The shoes are locked out of doors. But I don't care. Don't push me away. You can't hurt me anymore. But let me lay down for a little while in a warm, dry place. Give me a quarter for the movies all night. I gotta stay awake. Afraid of sleeping and I'm freezing to death. I gotta keep me awake. But I don't care. Go push me away. You can't. We'll be right back.
miracles or something.
All right!
Rescue pad. Thinking of adding a pad to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter, just waiting for a good home like yours.
For... It's working now.
Yeah, now it's working?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry to butt into your PSA. Go right ahead. You were doing a fantastic job, Peter.
All right. One more time. What's the best pad? Is the rescue pad. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter, just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoption or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585. That's 978-422-8585, or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. www.sterlingshelter.org.
Woo! Woohoo! No one does a public service announcement like Peter Jam.
Especially when it comes to the shelter dogs.
No, I have nothing queued up. Oh, man. Oh, I know what I was going to do. The figs. Grab your pack. Hey, stop trying to grab that.
Yeah. been a fool to your women. If it is, if they alone, just you and me.
Interview with the glass pie. furniture's moved away.
Okay, Peter had one more thing he wanted to add because it's
Hello, you're working.
it's Human Rights Day, right?
Yeah, it's Universal Declaration of Human Rights Day, and last year I was studying about being the HR, like human rights consultant, also, which talks about mostly about the 30 articles of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, December 10th. 1948 is my card here. I'm officially, I got shipped the card.
Wow.
Yeah, so now I'm going to read only two articles about from the entire book of the articles of Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which I always question why we don't have these things in our school system. And, you know, like, it's something really basic that all countries signed, and U.S. was one of the founders.
What's the name of it, though?
Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So this is like post-World War, you know, like all countries got together, that,
right,
you know. So, and I'm going to point out about we have freedom of choice and freedom of speech. So all these freedoms are, you know, basic rights that we have in the articles that all countries have signed. So Article 18, it says, everyone has the right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. The right includes freedom to change his religion or belief, and freedom, either alone or in community with others and in public or private, to manifest his religion or belief in teaching, practice, worship, and observance. And continues to the Article 19, everyone has the right to freedom of opinion, which is very important, freedom of opinion and expression. You know, we have lots of mental health problems, and we go on back to the freedom of expression if we're practicing that. So Article 19 says everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. The right includes freedom to hold opinion without interference and to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. So, and then there is everyone has the right to freedom of peaceful assembly, and it goes so on and so forth. But freedom of opinion and thought and expression for me is like very basic. You know, when we talk about human rights and today, like December 10th, and somebody was writing about John Lennon, that he was a peace activist, and I was always talking peace doesn't happen without justice, and justice doesn't happen if we don't have shared values. And the Universal Declaration of Human Rights brings the shared values that we have as entire humanity. And once we start learning those in a deep meaning of it, and also teach in our schools and universities and our like in our educative system, I believe that it can be a big step forward towards justice and peace.
Hmm.
Yes.
Very good. Good thoughts. I'm just thinking the beginning with the religious stuff, that probably just scared some people or something.
Right?
When
yeah.
they heard the religious stuff. Or
yeah.
But there's other very important stuff in there.
Yeah, I guess the religious part and belief part is like, as long as somebody is not coming to you and, you know, saying, you know, pushing their religion on you, this is like completely freedom. When it comes that somebody is like kind of pushing you, you know, to do something that you don't want it, you don't believe it.
Right.
And that is all about the freedom. So I guess the word freedom makes, if we remove the word freedom in it, you know, the rights will disappear.
Right.
So anything it happens, I guess, and I can tell you something when I was singing about my anti-war song years ago in Hard Rock Cafe. And, you know, when I felt like, you know, like there was some kind of a cheating system when they were voting. I had lots of people that were with me, and I got lost. And I always believe in losing than winning, because in losing, you know, I get like to learn something. But I find something fishy going on, and then figure out that one of the jury said like they played with the papers, you know. And I went on the stage, I said, you know what, I lost it, but you guys did something that, you know, it was kind of fishy. And one of them said, oh, but you're a peace activist, you know, that, I mean, people think that when you are a peace activist, you should like, you know, shut your mouth from whatever
yeah.
righteous that's happening.
You're a peace activist, you're not a pussy.
Exactly, exactly. So then I thought about this, you know, I said like, as of my rights, you know, I gotta talk about whatever is righteous that, you know, I accept. I'm not running to win something here,
right.
But I mean, peace happens only through justice, and justice happens through rights, and I cannot come and punch you and say that this is my peace, this is my religion. It doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever your religion taught, whatever it is, you cannot go to and interfere into the other's freedom. Everybody has their own freedom,
right.
And that is the basis of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which we are celebrating today.
Very good.
Thanks.
And I also live for buzz.
Right?
Yeah. It's MFO.
Yes.
We'll be right back. I can read.
Yeah. She is fine. She's so fine.